I'm the Bishop of Munich of the Bavarian Lutheran Church. Mm-hmm. I'm the presiding bishop of all the Lutheran churches in Germany.
Can you tell us something about your meeting with Pope Benedict?
It was a very cordial meeting. I know the Pope for years, and he was very nice to receive us, and I could speak 8 minutes to him and to thank him for what he has done for the Common Declaration of Justification, and to ask two or three things, to ask that the Eucharistic hospitality for Lutheran members of a mixed marriage can participate at the Eucharistie.
To share the Eucharist
together. To share the Eucharistie. This is possible from the law, but it is in Germany not yet, the bishops decided not yet to do it. And I asked him to support our request on the German bishops. And the second thing which was important for me was that we will have a jubilee in 2017, 500 years of the beginning of the Reformation. And we don't want to celebrate this year as Lutherans alone, but we will do it together with the Roman Catholic Church, because also the Roman Catholic Church changed, a lot of things were changed since Reformation and through the Reformation. And I think we have to do it together, and the Pope was ready to do that.
What difference does it make to you having a German Pope with whom you can talk in your own language, who understands so well your culture and the religious traditions?
It's much easier. You know that my English is not so good, and it's much easier to do it in German, because you can do it very differentiated, and it's much easier and nicer.
You were also in the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls, yes, weren't you, planting a tree. Can you tell us something about the symbolism of this?
Yes. 100 years ago, the Jubilee was done with a big monument from stone and was very national German. This time, we will do it very international, very ecumenical, and there we have a so-called Luther garden, where we will plant 500 trees, so we will have a growing monument and a very international monument, because 500 churches shall plant a tree in Wittenberg and they shall plant another tree in their home country. And this was done here. Cardinal Kasper planted 1.5 years ago in Wittenberg a tree, and now his successor, Cardinal Koch, planted here in St. Paul.
So in what way do you hope the Catholic Church will be helping you to mark, to celebrate this great jubilee of the Reformation?
I think also the Roman Catholic Church was reformed. In the end, it was reformed by the Reformation. So I hope they will give us a critical, constructive report about what Martin Luther has done for the Roman Catholic Church.
You're also here marking 500 years since Martin Luther himself came to,
yes,
Rome, aren't you? Can,
yes,
you take us back,
yeah,
in history to that occasion?
Yeah. Martin Luther came in the year 1510. He went over the mountains to Milano, and afterwards to Rome. And he was in the beginning of the year 1511 here in Rome. And we thought we should follow him 500 years later. And that was a good idea, I think. Many Roman Catholics, monks at that time, went once alive to Rome. And I think when he saw in Rome how the church was here, in which shape it was here, then his thoughts about the church must be reformed, they grew here in Rome.
What will you be taking back to your own churches from this visit here this week?
I was very much astonished how friendly Roman Catholics, priests and bishops talked about Martin Luther, also very officially these last days. So I think this is really a step forward in our relations.